Hi, we're back. Can we just sit here? There we go. I want to seem like I'm yelling in your ear. So I was asked. Someone asked about the Nova Launcher, and I get several questions. I see on the Eyes Free, is the Galaxy S3 a accessible phone? And what are the things I would run into it? Well, so far, I am using the Nova Launcher, so I'll tie this into my podcast, and they'll go over a few apps here. So let's do this with the time I have. Let's lock my screen. So I've actually changed my lock screen. It's the Windows 7 lock screen right now. It doesn't always give it to me. As you can tell, the reason I like the Windows 7 lock screen, this is battery 95. Battery and then and it shows the date and how much charge is in your battery. This is called the Windows 7 lock screen. I believe that's actually what you'd see. They have tiles on that OS. So we're at Nova Launcher's home screen. I use that over TouchWiz because it gives me more of a pure Google experience. And it also tells me when home screen. For example, let's see. See, it told me home screen 3. And as I move my hand around, that's a widget. We'll go into that in a second. And I'll tell you how I did it and why they're useful. There's camera. Mirror Bike Explorer. That's a pretty expensive app, but it's really useful. And now if you swipe, it tells you there's nothing here, so I swipe. You see why I like Nova Launcher, because it's telling me there's nothing here on home screen 6. I have, see, I have all these icons, but as I'm moving through Nova Launcher's pages on the launcher, it's telling me that right here. See, it's telling me, and I love this. Okay, so another thing I like about Nova Launcher is you can actually, let's see. Manage apps, which basically I believe here, application manager. And this is an area where I can clear the cache and remove it or delete it off of my phone. That's another thing about Nova Launcher I like. Now, let's see if I can find an app that I... Let's see, camera... Let's get the Taganova. This is a widget I don't need. So we're gonna swipe to the top of the earpiece. Now it's gone. So just like in, stock Android, you're able to swipe up to the top of your earpiece, or the top of your tablet, when you're holding portrait or whatever your screen's locked at, and it'll literally just delete it. It says one or two, as you just heard. Notes. We can go to the Nova Launcher settings. Let's do that. Let's go to Nova settings. Okay. Let's go to that. Desktop, home screen, and wallpaper. We're gonna go here. You can actually set how large the grid on the desktop is in the dock and the apps. Cool. You actually put the voice search bar there. That's kind of neat. That's visual. That's kind of neat. We'll go on that actually. I have mine to default. Let's see. And this is going to tell you what it defaults when you hit home. Mine's at 3, so it's alright. Okay, so I'm on home screen 4. Okay, we're going to go back to Nova. I went too far. Go back to Nova settings. Okay, so this is excuse me, this is gestures. So we can you can pinch the screen. Ooh, see, these are different gestures here. Show previews. Pinch out. You're pinching, but you push your hand outward. It'll tell you. Ah, swipe down. Yes. Swipe up. You could actually add that to Google now. Let's see what if it lets you. Let's see. Recently apps. Search voice search. Let's do voice search. Now let's become. As you just said, I'm gonna stop here. Thank you. I just set a set of voice search for the Galaxy S3 using Nova Launcher, and if I swipe up from the home, it'll actually do a voice search. I'm not curious what it will. I'm curious what it'll do. So swipe up two fingers. We'll do that. This rotate. This rotate the screen. See. That's kind of neat. So we'll. Okay, backup and import is neat. Because you can back up your note settings or import, like, let's see, you can import the TouchWiz launcher when you need the dock. It doesn't all, it, when it, you install this, it doesn't come with a dock, so you would have to add a phone icon or your dock. I imported mine off of TouchWiz, and then I erased everything else that came with TouchWiz, like the widgets that T-Mobile put, or AT&T, whatever you have, so I got rid of that. Okay, I'm not sure what unread badges are. I don't use that part of this. I showed you what that is. Let's see. And I have Prime because I bought this. Alright, so let's try something. Let's take a two fingers. There! Sweet! Okay. So what it did, I'll tell you. If I take a two finger swipe up, search for pig's feet. And that's Google Now. That's. And that right there is Nova Launcher. You can actually set a swipe. Oh, I love that. I'm glad I did this podcast. Y'all actually got me to learn something about my launcher. I just looked at it like, okay. So, what else we're going to do? This is going to be a little long. I apologize. I'm about to finish up here. So, this is. I'm going to show you what makes a widget so useful. Okay. So, let's go. Let's go here. Okay, so as you can tell, I have Google Play widget on my a Google Music widget on my home screen. It's showing you what I was played last, and I actually can just previous. Play, watch this. This is new with the TalkBack beta. Next. And then go back. You can pause it. Mind you, I'm not in the music player itself. Now I can go into by the time the dash. Okay, so now I'm in the music player. See? Wait. I apologize. There's a button. Let's see. Let's find that button. Unlabeled image. If you... See if it does it. Yep, I'm in play music now. Because I found the unlabeled... Okay, because I did the unlabeled music... That is awesome. So you basically can play with, you can use Google Music as your player, and you never have to return to it, just as so long as you are happy with whatever artist you had last. So let me go find an artist. I just, let's see. I did a lot of Nickelback now. I put it in my phone. Let's see. Okay. Let's not do that. Let's see Nickelback. Let's so I'm doing Nickelback here. Nickelback. This is one thing I have to say that it takes. It's not changing. Sometimes it will. It just takes a minute for it to register. Right? Okay. We're gonna do that. I pushed the screen so I could see the tracks. Yeah, there we go. So when you tap Nickelback, you have to swipe up. This is a. I can do all songs. So now I'm in the app here. Let's. Let's pick an album. Let's see. Believe it or not, here it goes. So now I'm on home screen to watch. So now see, I can tell I have Nickelback. Let's find that widget. Next. And I'm not in music play. And then. And that is the. Showing how useful widgets are on the home screen. Now let's show you how to put a widget. Alright, so I went to apps, I went to widgets, and in front of you are about, I think, at least, it told me 20 pages, maybe a little less of widgets. These are created by the apps you installed, and they make the app a little useful. For Google Now, it's dead on about that part. So whoever suggested they were dead on. I thank you for that. Look at the widgets here. Assisted light. I believe that actually turns on the light. You could control that by your home screen. There's a calendar widget. There's bookmarks. Box is a drop is a like Dropbox. You can upload files. Bookmarks. You can make some bookmarks on your home screen. Your favorite places. That right there will show you a contract. There's a direct dial. That's for text messaging. Direct dial, you could do this one and it picks a contact. You tap it once and it would go off and dial them. It's kind of neat, I had that once. I might put that back up there, but. And again, you put the buttons for Facebook up here on your screen. I'm not into Facebook. But if you are, that's up to you. Emails, the. Samsung email, they can actually use it supports HTT and POP3 protocol, so you can pull in your Hotmail. They're your favorite contacts. You can change the Facebook status with this widget via your home screen. That is neat. Friendcaster has a widget. Gmail label is neat because you can, if you have multiple Gmails that are related to your email, thank you, topic. You can put the particular inbox you want on your home screen. You don't have to go to Gmail, it'll just tap on that and take you to your inbox. I really like it, I've done that actually. Alright. So, I think this does it. Let's give my information out. My name is Dan Mathis, and this was on Widgets, and this is on the Nova Launcher. Now, I'm going to answer some few questions before I go. Is the S3 accessible to phone to get if you are visually impaired or totally blind? Yes. Is it quite accessible due to TouchWiz? The answer is yes. I'm able to use it, and I'm able to use things to talk back. I'm even now able to use it a lot better than I did before, because now, instead of checkboxes, it actually recognizes the checkbox at the bottom of your screen and then call letter switches, and that makes it really nice. There's also a feature that allows you to make the call louder that found on the call settings under the call tab, under the phone tab, excuse me. So it's phone tab, and then you tap menu, and then you tap call settings, and that's also where you set your buttons, by the way, to answer and reject phone calls. So, what else about the S3? Let's see. Oh, yeah, it has Google Now, and you have a Jelly Bean, and S-Voice. S-Voice is alright. I mean, it's useful. It's got its purposes. Google Now is awesome. And things, let's see, think that too. So, you'll have a wonderful day, night, whenever you hear this. And my email address is dannny.mathis@gmail.com, and all my podcasts are done on S3. Take care.